Hello.
Hello, my name is Richard Ramsey, and I have a potential customer for a hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Alisa, and her phone number is 619-201-1898. May I
Okay.
transfer her with
Yes,
you?
go ahead and transfer.
Thank you so much.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. Is it Alyssa?
Yes, Alyssa.
Okay. And then, Alyssa, what was your last name?
Banuelos.
Can you spell that for me?
Banuelos.
Okay. And Alyssa, my name again is Courtney. This is on a recorded line. If we are disconnected, that's 619-201-1898. That's your cell phone number.
Yes.
Okay. So if we are disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 phone number. I'm going to send you my direct contact number right now, just so that you have it. Again, you are calling on behalf of the hair relaxer lawsuit. You wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you did not have an attorney at this time?
No.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or advice or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you have used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And you were diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Yes, ovarian.
Ovarian. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, Alyssa. How are you doing today with that?
I'm doing okay.
Doing better?
I'm
Okay.
in remission, so that's
Okay.
good. Stop
That's
my
very good.
treatment.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Again, I'm
Yeah.
my sympathy goes out to you. It's not something that anyone should have to go through. With the ovarian cancer, do you know the subtype of ovarian cancer you had? By chance?
Yes, it was like the type.
Yeah.
It was like clear cell type, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, clear cell.
Stage
Okay.
one.
Okay. And then you are filing the claim on behalf of yourself. Do you know your date of diagnosis of your cancer? To the
Yes.
best of your knowledge,
Hold
too.
on, it was in February of this year for sure.
Oh, okay.
I can look in my email and see. The 12th.
Okay, so February 12, 2024.
Yes.
Okay. And at what age were you diagnosed with the cancer? How old were you?
29.
My gosh, you're so young. Who was your
Yeah.
diagnosis? Who was your
I did.
diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Pham, Tammy Pham.
Tammy Pham. Okay. And where are they located?
In San Diego at the Mercy Hospital. It's
Okay.
the Scripps Mercy.
I found her. She's an OBGYN. Yep. Okay, you're not that far from me. Where I'm located in Orange County.
Oh,
Okay, let's see.
nice.
And then let's see. You do not currently this. Okay, so did you use hair relaxer or brand for more than 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times were you using the hair relaxer? Like how many times a month do you use it, or how often were you using it?
Was using it once, like every month and a half. Maybe I would use it like 6 to 7 times a year.
Okay, so you think about like 7 times a year you were using it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed, you said, at Mercy Hospital in San Diego?
Yes.
Okay, Scripps. Mercy Hospital. Hold on one second. And then are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Just ask me a couple questions I gotta go through. No. What's your date of birth?
October 2nd, 1994.
Oh, no, you're fine. October 2nd. Okay. If at any time you need to put me on hold or anything, just let me know. This is pretty quick.
Sorry, I'm just in the middle of picking somebody up, and then I got to get my kids. I'm just kind of like,
I'm going to go pretty fast. It's not that many questions. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Did you have any other friends or family members or anyone else you know that used hair relaxer that needed help filing a claim?
Actually, because my mom all our cousins used to do it. So I was going to send them the information. I just didn't know what the process was like.
Once we go through the intake, you're going to have my direct phone number. You can give them my direct phone number and I can help them file a claim.
Okay.
I'll just put mom and sisters.
But none of my family has it.
Okay. I'll just say.
Like nobody has cancer.
Yeah.
And there's no history of cancer in our family.
Okay. When did you start using hair relaxer? How old were you?
I would say about 2016, 2017 is when I started using it. So a little bit older.
How old are you right now?
I'm pretty sure I'm 30. So in 2016, what was I like?
I know we have to do the math. Hold on.
21 or something.
Okay, so you started using it. Well, if you're born in 94, so. Okay, so you're 22 when you started using it. Was that in the state of California? Where you were using it?
Yes.
Okay, so you started using it in 2016. Do you know, like, the month and date that you started using it, approximately?
I'll say after my birthday, or no, before September. Let's say September, the middle, 17th.
17th, okay. September 17th, 2016 is when you started using it. When did you stop using it?
After 2017.
You're going to say 2017?
Yeah, 2017.
So you only used it for like a year?
No, till I stopped using it till I started having the symptoms till 2024.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, you stopped using. Yeah. So when do you think you stopped using it before your diagnosis, which was in 2024 February? Would you say like was it in January you stopped using
it? Right before.
So January.
Yeah, right before.
What do you say? January what?
The first.
Okay, January 1st, 2024.
After New Year's, I think like before New Year's, this was like the last time I used it. And then in the new year, I don't think I used it at all.
Should I put 20? Should I put like 12, 23 then?
Yeah.
Okay, so like the end of, like after Christmas. So like, what do you say, like the 20, like the 30th or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just to the best of your knowledge. So you started using it 9/17, 2016, stopped using it 12/30, 2023. You were using it monthly. Consecutive years would be approximately 7 years. And then, did you receive hair relax treatment at home, at the salon, or both?
At home.
Okay. And then, do you currently use hair relaxer products at this time?
No.
Okay. Do you have any empty bottles or receipts?
No.
Okay. And then, do you have any product? What type of products did you use? Like Dark and Lovely, Motions, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me,
Yeah, the dark and lovely.
L'Oreal. What other kind of brands did you ever use? Like Revlon, Cream of Nature, Just for Me.
No, I never wanted to mix them
Okay, so you
upstairs,
just use
so
a dark. That's
just
okay.
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, and then did your cancer diagnosis happen to? Okay, so your cancer diagnosis happened 2 years after you were regularly using the product. Like you were using it in 2016, but you didn't know about it until 2023, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then. Were there periods when you stopped using the hair relaxer, or did you continuously use it for the 7 years?
I continuously use it, and I'm sorry, you said period?
Yeah, I just asked if there was periods when you stopped using it, but you said
Oh.
you continuously used it, so.
Yeah, I pretty much, yeah, I
When
continuously.
did you become aware of the link between the hair relaxer and your diagnosis? Was that right away?
I would say it was online while I was like searching like my symptoms, and like it just so happened to pop up, and
Was that after the diagnosis or was it before?
that was after.
Okay, so when after do you think in 2024?
I would say about how long ago was that? Oh my God, my head. I would say April, May. When did summer start?
Like May, June,
July? Yeah,
June.
like around there.
Maybe like June 1st, 2024. It's just to the best of your knowledge. That one doesn't
Yeah.
really matter. When did you start
Yes.
treatment?
I started treatment in February, right after I was diagnosed.
Okay. Do you have a date that you, was it just, why don't you, I'll just put your diagnosis date.
I can look up actually in my email.
Okay.
I was having to call out of work and send all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, because you were diagnosed on the 12th, so it's probably like within a week or so.
Yeah, it was the 20th.
All right, so 2/20/2024 was when you started treatment. What type of treatment did you receive? Did you start with like chemotherapy, surgery?
Yeah, they did both basically the surgery and the chemo at the same time. So chemo and then the hysterectomy, the partial hysterectomy.
Okay, so
They only
you
took the right ovary.
okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
All right, and
Thankfully, I had
then
two kids.
you already have, I was just gonna say, do you have children? I know. Okay, and then you did a partial. Okay, and then who was your treating doctor? Do you know your doctor's name?
Yeah, the Dr. Tammy Pham.
Oh, Tammy Fammy, that's right. You already went over that. Okay, and that was at Mercy Hospital. All right, let me just put this information. And it was ovarian. All right. Okay, do you have any pre-existing conditions like cancer, obesity, diabetes, or anything like that?
No.
Okay, and then let's see. Clear cell. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Yeah, female.
And then your marital status, are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then what is your ethnicity? Black, white, Native American, other, unsure.
Mixed.
Okay. And then what is your current height and weight?
5'7", 190 pounds.
Okay. And then your first name was Alyssa, which was Alyssa.
Yes.
And then last name is Banuelos.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a suffix in your name?
No.
Okay. What's your profession? What is your profession? Are you currently
Sales.
sales? Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
Yeah. 530-87-5159.
5159, perfect. 530-87-5159. Do you have current health in
Yes.
coverage?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your provider?
Actually, you know what? It might have expired. I think I have to re-enroll,
Is it
because
just
I was going through the state. It was
okay?
through
I'll
the
just put that.
state
It's fine.
benefit.
That's fine.
Okay.
And then I have your primary phone number. It's that 914 number. This isn't your number. Your number is 619-201-1898, correct?
Yes.
What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? What do you prefer?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, evening, or afternoon?
Anytime.
Okay, do you have an email that you have access to?
Yes.
What's your email?
Alyssa, Alyssa, Jimenez,
J, we say it one more time. J.
Jimenez 619 at gmail.com. How the hell do I get out of here? Hold on.
All right, and then what's your current mailing address?
You're so close. 541 South Orange Avenue. And
South,
that's
I'm
El
sorry, say,
Cajon, California.
wait, 541 what?
South Orange Avenue.
El Cajon, okay. And then, okay, is that a house? Is it a, or is it
It's a house.
a house? Okay. So 541 South Orange Avenue, El Cajon, San Diego County, California, and I have 92020.
Yes.
Do you have documents to support your diagnosis? Like, do you have your medical records, or could you obtain them if needed?
Yes.
Okay, and you could provide them if needed.
Yes.
Okay, so they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, Alyssa. They will only contact them if you become unresponsive for a long extended period of time. So I can put somebody that lives with you or someone that doesn't. It's completely up to you.
You can put Journey
Okay, what is it?
Jimenez. Journey, like going on a journey, JOURNEY.
EY. Jimenez.
Jimenez. Jimenez. And what do you need? Phone number?
Yeah, just a phone number.
It's 858.
Hold on one second.
388.
Hold on. 5858 what?
388.
Mm-hmm.
7644.
All right. And who is this in relation to?
She's my daughter.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. And okay, so thank you for providing that. Is there any other additional information you'd want me to put on the case to help support it that you can think of at this time?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what's going to happen, Alyssa, I'm just going to summarize everything for you really quick, and then I'm going to go ahead and send you some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me, and then we're almost done. Again, my name is Courtney, and you are filing a claim, Alyssa, on yourself, on behalf of yourself, who was diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer. You did not have an attorney at this time. Your diagnosis date was 2/12/2024, at the age of 29. Your diagnosing doctor is Tammy Pham from San Diego County. And you did use hair relaxer 4 times for a single year prior to being diagnosed, approximately 7 times a year. You were diagnosed at Mercy Hospital in San Diego. Your date of birth was 10/2/1994. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct? Does all that sound correct?
Correct.
Okay. And approximately started using it 9/17/2016. Stopped using it 12/30/2023. And you were using it for 2 years after your diagnosis. Ovarian. Okay. And then you do have medical records, could provide them. And then Journey Jimenez will be your contact. Does everything sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. So have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes.
Okay. So the system's going to generate your documents right now for you to review and sign. I'm going to text them to you because it's like the easiest way to open them. Basically, what you're going to want to do is press accept, review and sign, adopt and sign the signature. And then from there on, you're going to, hold on 1 second. Oh, okay. You're going to want to go ahead and press finish. So it's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature with your finger, tap the fields, and then press finish. So let me know once you received it. If you have any questions, and while you're doing that, I'll send you the attorney's information.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-oh, oops. Alyssa Bio.
I think it's done.
Okay, let me look really quick. Sorry.
Maybe try to make me do like a.
Yeah, you'd finished it. So you, yeah, it'll you can download it right there, like a copy of it on your phone, but it'll send you a PDF to your email, so you'll have records of everything we talked about. So basically, just really quick before we wrap up the call, just want to emphasize how important you are in this whole process. You know, this is your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. I did send you my direct phone number to my desk. It's a 949 phone number. Again, my name's Courtney. You can call me. I'm in the same time zone as you, so you can call me anytime between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday, if you have any questions. Or if you need to get a hold of the attorneys. I also sent you the attorney's information. Their phone number is located there. It's a 909 phone number that will be calling you. Okay. Again, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. So it's really important that you just don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And did you have any other questions for me?
No.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you today. And I wish you the best of luck, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.